back, folks, to this edition of the Hagmann and Hagmann Report. Ted Brower from healthmasters.com. That's healthmasters.com. He's our guest, going over everything from your health to the geopolitics of today. What to watch out for, what to keep your eye on, and just surviving to thrive. I mean, thriving, not just surviving. And then, of course, we take all of Health Masters supplements exclusive, because there is nothing better out there. Healthmasters.com. That's healthmasters.com. Folks, use Doug5, Doug and the number 5, for all non-sale items for your order. And I would urge everyone to check your pantry, check your cabinet, your supplement cabinet, at the very, very least. If you do nothing else, get the multiple vitamin from supplement from healthmasters.com. Absolutely the best product there is. Ultimate multiple. I think the vitamin B, the C, they're all fantastic. Turmeric is incredible. An incredible product. All the products are incredible. That's healthmasters.com. Doug5 is a coupon code. Our guest again is Dr. Ted Brower. Guest my foot. He's partners in the Hagmann and Hagmann Report radio program. At least that's the way I feel about him. And he had every day, every weekday, the Ted and Austin Brower show, fantastic show. And it also airs after our program right here on the Global Star Radio Network. Ted, come on back, sir.
You know, I just had a little check. What I'm going to do is a lot of the listeners right now are taking multiple vitamins, just multiples, right? And I'm going to do something I've never done with you guys before. If you order a bottle of multiple vitamins, I'm going to give a percentage of that sale to the Hagmann Show as a gift for their operational overhead. The percentage, I'm not sure what the percentage is, because I don't know what my margins are right now.
Wow.
I can't, but I'm going to do that right now. And I'm going to do that immediately. This sale will be on for the next week. So in any time in the next week, you say, well, I don't want to do something, or I don't want to donate or whatever. Look, now we're just going to do it with the multiple vitamin. Anybody who orders the multiple vitamin this week, you know, and you guys are listening, because everybody listening should be taking a multiple vitamin. We're going to give a percentage of that sale to the Hagmann and Hagmann Report. And we're going to do immediately.
You.
You're welcome, guys. And well, the reason what I'm trying to do is make people realize that this is a reciprocal relationship with Doug and Joe. You know, this is, the Bible says the workman's worth his wages. And, you know, and if I can incentivize you guys to at least do it this way, it makes it so you're part of the team here. We're all working together to get this truth out. And every single person listening right now needs a bottle of multiple vitamins. I mean, if everybody bought a bottle of multiple vitamins right now who are listening to Hagmann and Hagmann, we'd be able to go ahead and fund their entire operation for an entire month. I mean, we could do that just off the multiple vitamins. So let's do that tonight and make that kind of incentive. By the way, I'm going to jump around a little bit tonight because I want to cover this, and there's so much other stuff on nutrition I'm going to cover, but I got to stick this in. I've got to talk about the 5G. This is important because I've got to talk about this a little bit more, guys. The 5G, this new evolution in cell phone usage, you know, it's not an improvement upon the previous cellular networks like they're saying it is. It's basically a whole new form of communication that can be used in military applications. 5G is all about the Internet of Things, about everything talking to everything else. As former FCC Chairman Tom Wheeler said, from pill bottles to plant waterers, everything will have an IP address. Everything will be categorized. Everything will be digitized. It's about self-driving cars and connecting everything up to a smart infrastructure, smart appliances, broadband everywhere. Remember, this thing can look through walls and see you. That's how powerful this is. They're going to be installing thousands of these things all over every town in America. Everything will become a node on the smart control grid. The 5G frequency band is also used for crowd dispersal guns called active denial systems. I'm going to repeat that so you'll know what kind of military technology they're releasing on the population. Everything will become a node in the smart control grid. The 5G frequency band is also used for crowd dispersal called active denial systems. It can see through walls. It can see through your clothes. It can see if you're carrying a weapon. It can be used to target you with a millimeter wave band and disable you in your house until the police arrive. The potential for abuse of this system is staggering, and it's coming to a neighborhood near you. Dr. Deva Lee Davis is one of the leading voices against the 5G rollout. She asserts that the frequencies to be used haven't been tested for safety. Prior to his departure from the FCC, Tom Wheeler, who I quoted earlier, was very forceful in his opinion that no time should be wasted on such testing so that the U.S. can be the first in the market, which he said was going to create billions and billions of dollars in new wealth. No, it's not going to do that. Well, maybe for a few people in the power who's selling this stuff. Basically, what it's going to do is going to create a slave state. Davis, Dr. Deborah Davis, is a highly credentialed physician as the founding director of the Board of Environmental Studies and Toxicology of the U.S. National Research Council. She says, quote, Israeli research studies presented at an international conference revealed that the 5G uses the same electromagnetic frequency used for crowd control weapons, and they'll tie together more than 50, listen to this, 50 billion devices as part of the Internet of Things. Verizon just announced that 5G networks will be tested in 11 U.S. cities. 5G networks will involve the deployment of millions, listen to this, millions upon millions of antennas nationwide, thousands in each city, because millimeter waves cannot easily travel through buildings or other obstacles without constant reinforcement. Proposed installations have led to a public outcry in residential areas where homeowners do not want antennas mounted in their yards or near schools. The rollout of this smart grid begins now, 2017. We're not talking about some dystopian future 100 years from now. It's this year, with plans to have it fully online by 2022. This 15-year plan is going to handing everything over to the artificial intelligence, and they're saying by 2025, in 8 years, that the artificial intelligence, the D-Wave computer we've done shows on, will become self-aware, and it will start running the planet or wherever this thing's been introduced to. This is that tie-in to Lucifer and his dimension. They don't even know how this thing works, this D-Wave computer. The guy who developed it, supposedly, I don't think he developed it, I think it was given to him, says it's like standing at the altar of an alien god. This 5G will allow the government, or this basically Sabbatean Kabbalist network, which is running the planet through their Babylonian money system, to track us, to follow every footstep, to enslave us. Remember, when they had this same group of people that were running the slaves back in the 16, 17, 1800s, they couldn't keep track of the slaves. So as an economic asset, they were hard to track, and they would escape and leave and go across state lines. They had to find a way to use the chemtrails and the smart dust to put nanotags and nanotrackers in all of us, which they've done now, because with the barium, it attaches itself into your central nervous system, and it actually reads your DNA and sends it into this smart grid. The problem is we weren't putting out enough power for it to read it from a long distance away. The 5G network will allow it to read you, because it's going to basically be irradiating your entire DNA all of the time. It will allow them to control us and to cut us off from our finances. This is our money supply in the digital currency that so many people use now, and it will monitor everything. This will be a dystopian, Orwellian state tyranny that's running completely out of control, and it starts this year, right now, in 2017, to be fully aware and autonomous by 2025. What do you guys think?
You know, between the rise in technology, the artificial intelligence, I saw a story recently in McDonald's where they're replacing thousands of their workers with kiosks, and then they're talking for universal income. The potential for danger, even from a prophetic and biblical point of view, when it comes to technology, is astounding, the similarities with prophecy. And as you said, the Internet of Things, this is something that I've been studying for a long time, back when it was first introduced and the blueprints were laid out for it. And I didn't really understand it. And the more that I continue to research it, the more I do understand it. And we see a large portion today of things that would be considered the Internet of Things, from the smart meters to some of our refrigerators, or even thermostats in our house. Everything, as you said, will be interconnected and communicating with each other.
and it will all be cataloged and kept track of for the purposes of monitoring behavior and for the long run purposes of predicting and controlling behavior.
And you know what, Ted? Jonas talked about this early on. Your toaster connected to the grid, essentially, or to the network. And I would just say this very quickly: if you're able to receive a signal from a device, that same device will transmit as well. It's just as simple as that.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
So
yeah.
We're all under surveillance.
The old head of the CIA said your refrigerator can talk to you or something along those lines. No, it listen to you.
Yeah, yeah. So, and all of this, it doesn't take that much. You know what? And real quick, Ted, I happened on this article as well. It doesn't take that large of a room or a space for these computers to hold this massive amount of information. That is not what you would think. So, go ahead, sir.
No, and also remember this, guys. Gottlieb, Trump's appointee for the basically the FDA, he is pushing mandatory immunizations for adults. I'm going to repeat that. He is a believer in mandatory immunizations for adults. And he'll be able to go in now and basically say, so-and-so, Doug and Joe haven't been immunized this month for this disease that might happen to them someday. So what we're going to do is we're going to go ahead and bring Doug and Joe in by turning off their bank account until they come in and decide they're going to allow us to vaccinate them. This is where this is going, guys. This is the dystopian future that we're looking at. This is not okay. That's why all of this stuff with this 5G network and this D-Wave computer and the satanic agenda is the underlying theme of what's going on, even in the Trump administration with Gottlieb and all of these Goldman Sachs boys that he's put in. So we have to understand something. What we're being given, like the G20 summit and all of these different things that are going on, or with Syria or with Iran or with Iraq, not that those items aren't important, but this is bread and circus. This is what they're doing to keep us entertained, so to speak, keep us involved in all of these other topics, rather than looking what they're doing in the background, behind our back, by bringing in this Orwellian deep state. This is the goal of all of these legislators. I mean, when you put a guy like Gottlieb, who was one of the top guys in research and development with GlaxoSmithKline, and you bring him to be head of the Food and Drug Administration, and he's telling you that he wants to cause forced immunizations, mandatory immunizations for adults. Guys, they're telling us, this is what these Sabbateans do. They've got to come in and give you these war wizards and warlocks and witches and Satanists. They've got to give you what they're going to do in advance so you can object to it. Because this is called lesser magic or white magic, in which if you don't do this and you say, no, I'm not going to allow you to do this, then they won't do this to you. But if you don't object, they automatically assume that you have their they have your permission to do this, because they figure that the karma on the other side of wherever the other side they think is going, where they're headed, is not going to be as bad if they do this. This is these psychopaths and sociopaths who claim to be the benign Nephilim, sons of the fallen. This is what their goal for humanity is, to resurrect their serpent god and to enslave mankind. That's what they did in Genesis chapter 6. Now, I'm going to say something, Doug, that you may or may not agree with, but I'm going to go ahead and just kind of say it. This control grid they're putting in, this 5G control grid, the Gwen towers, the cell towers, the sea-based radar domes, all of these things are advanced technology, extremely advanced technology. They're tying together with a grid of satellites around the planet. I personally don't believe, and I discussed this on the show today that you talked about earlier, Doug, that we're going to have a thermal global nuclear war. I don't believe that. Here's why. In Genesis chapter 6, the fallen angels had put together the same type of control grid with Stonehenge, pyramids, all of these high places of worship, in which they were using these energy fields and magnetic ley lines to control the energy field around the planet. When God saw what they were doing and how human beings had been enslaved and how all thoughts of all men were evil all of the time, God genooked it. And that's a German word. It means he said enough. And he said, I'm not going to put up with this. So he took Noah, who had clean DNA, and he basically flushed the planet of all of this hybrid that they had done over the 6,000 or 8,000 years until this happened with Noah. Now, what's interesting about this is this is not what these rulers of our planet who had created this incredibly satanic utopia of everybody's thoughts being evil all the time. This wasn't their idea to get the planet flushed. And it's taken them approximately 6,000 years now to put this control grid back into place again. And I don't believe for one second that these guys are going to allow a global thermonuclear war to come in and destroy this control grid. Now, we may have a quote-unquote false flag nuclear war. We may have the detonation of a non-nuclear bomb that they now tell us is a nuclear bomb, and they're allowing us to believe that it was a nuclear attack. We have no idea if this was a nuclear attack or not. Some people say that many nukes were detonated in the trade towers. You say, well, they would never, ever do stuff like this. Guys, let me give you a little background. Winston Churchill was a Druid. Now, I said something about this on Sheila Lozowinski's show when some of the British folks got all mad at me about this. I'm going to you look it up yourself. Winston Churchill was a Druid. He was a Satanist. He was a Satanist member of the Druid Society. He was not a good person, and he looked at all of these bombings and things that they did as mass human sacrifices. When he bombed Dresden, and some historians say 100,000 people died, some say up to 500,000 people died in Dresden. When he bombed Dresden with women and children a few months before the war was over in February, and then strafed the entire town with the women and children huddled by the river who had been burned alive with 50 caliber machine gun fire without from planes, when he did all of this, he didn't have a hesitancy to do it. FDR knew. He set up an 8-point treatise for the attack of Pearl Harbor, what he needed to do to Japan in order to get him to get the people in World War II, because nobody wanted to go into World War II, because World War I had just gotten over with 20 years earlier. Nobody wanted to go into another global war. FDR forced, and I'm going to say this, with a false flag, knowing that it was going to happen, like 9/11, for the Japanese to attack Pearl Harbor. That's historical records now. That's a proven fact. And we know that 9/11 was done perhaps by rogue elements of our government, perhaps by the Mossad, perhaps by the CIA. Whoever did it, we know that buildings don't just fall down. We know that Building 7 fell down. It was never hit by a plane. We know that they were willing to sacrifice thousands of people. I did a whole show on with you a couple of years ago, Doug, on 9/11 as a mass ritual human sacrifice, and we went into detail on how these guys think. These guys are what they call numerologist Kabbalists. They're wizards. And everything's by the numbers. I mean, things happened on Trump's birthday a couple of weeks ago. I mean, all of these things happen. They mess with people with numbers, sign, lunar signs, times, and everything's tied together with frequencies. So if you don't think our government is willing to drop or to detonate a major nuclear device or a major fuel air bomb, which is like a mini nuke, they're not willing to do that to set up a false flag to recreate a massive martial law outbreak in the United States, then you're not looking at what history did. If you don't think they're willing to kill a bunch of people in a major city to do this, you're not thinking through this. Look what happened with Pearl Harbor. Look what happened with 9/11. Look what happened in Iraq when, I think it was Madeleine Albright said, when they lost 500,000 children died or whatever. She said, well, those were acceptable losses. For who? I mean, why do we want to run around killing millions of people? That's how these guys think. They're psychopaths. They're sociopaths. They don't care if they kill you, me, our families, or anybody else. All they want to do is make sure they bring their Luciferian God into power into the world. That's what this whole thing's about. And we have to remember, all of this other stuff that's going on is obfuscation. This control grid they're setting up right now to this demon God, to this D-Wave computer, this whole thing standing at the altar of an alien God that the Benner says about this. All of this stuff is being done underneath the table. Nobody ever talks about it. It's kind of like CERN opening up all these portals to who knows where, Doug and Joe. Guys, this is what we have to keep our eyes on. We have to keep our eyes focused on the cross, on who Jesus Christ was, who Yeshua was, who Yahweh is, and the power that we have through the cross, through the blood of Christ, which we've done multiple shows on with your show. If we understand that that's who we are through Christ Jesus, if we understand that's what we do through Christ Jesus, if we understand all of this, then we can stay strong in the faith and realize that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. But guys, we can't allow them to put us into a doggone coliseum with gladiator spectacle sports throwing us bread for their circus because they're trying to control our thoughts and not let us pay attention. Always remember, this 5G thing is being turned loose right now with Verizon. Right now it's starting. AI goes self-aware. 8 years, guys, let's pay attention to this. If you have the ability to go into your community and protest about this 5G stuff going in, you need to be involved with all of this because we need to slow this mess down. What do you guys think?
Well, yeah. Back to what you started with about the mandatory vaccinations, specifically for adults. They've already rolled out the beta testing for that in professions like home health care, as
right.
well as hospitals
right.
and nursing homes. And we've had multiple listeners of this show call in or send us emails telling us that they were threatened with their job if they refused to take these vaccinations. And yeah, it is not, you know, a far reach to see a time where, you know, barring some type of even fabricated national disaster where we'll say some kind of contagion was released
That's
on
right.
the public on purpose to say, hey, everybody needs to get vaccinated now. And if you're not going to get vaccinated, well, then we got a special area where you're going to live and you won't be able to be part of society. We can see how this will be could be rolled out in a number of ways. And it's very troubling. It's like when Rick Perry, when he was the governor of Texas, wanted to start giving Gardasil shots
That's
to
right.
boys.
That's right. No, you're 100% right. I mean, see, the thing about it is that's why I always try to do this, and you guys do the same thing. I always try to be very focused on what's really going on. And sometimes people, they send me a letter, well, why aren't you talking about this, or why aren't you talking about that? I'm like, well, everybody else is talking about that. Why do I need to talk about it? I said, this is more bread and circuses, guys. I mean, the Middle East has always been in turmoil ever since 1947 with the Balfour Declaration. We know that. I mean, gosh, it's been going on for, the Shiites have been killing Sunnis for, you know, for over 1,000 years. I mean, it's what these guys do over there. Us getting involved in all of that and doing shows on it continually doesn't make any sense. We need to go ahead and let people know what's going on, be very specific about it, but understand that a lot of this stuff is just obfuscation. They're intentionally trying to deceive us. They're playing a shell game with us. If we keep everybody occupied enough watching this stuff and watching the G20 and watching the stuff with Putin meeting with Trump and all the body language you're doing, which is something that I think we need to look at, the problem is it's not going to change your life or my life whether or not Donald Trump gets to debate Putin and Putin doesn't put Donald Trump down in a ditch like he did Megyn Kelly. Putin's a pretty doggone skilled negotiator and a pretty doggone skilled being interviewed. I mean, he didn't allow himself to be slung by Megyn Kelly. By the way, here's another thing they want to do. This is an article from Maria Cohn, and she, in her latest column, she says that she is wanting to require that every parent who homeschools a child, that child must appear before a child abuse victim for inspection on an ongoing, regular basis. Guys, are you kidding me? Now they're saying that homeschoolers are bad and that we have to make sure our children aren't being abused and they have to appear before an inspector. This is some crazy stuff that these people are pushing on us. In fact, Common Core is so bad that a Florida school down here dropped Common Core and then they skyrocketed to number one in English and language arts with 90% proficient. And we also saw the article last week over in Baltimore, guys, that not one school out of six schools they had looked at could produce a child not one student that was basically proficient in English or math. And now we have these guys dropping Common Core and their kids are skyrocketing to the top. Why? Because they're competing against other schools that still do Common Core and they dumb the kids down so badly. Nobody wants folks to listen to the Hagman show or the Ted and Austin Brewer show. Nobody wants, in the powers to be, want this to happen. They don't want us to be out there telling the people the truth and not playing these games with people. Guys, listen to me. As a Christian, we have to realize, if you're not a Christian, it's okay. You can become a Christian. I'll tell you that right now. But as a Christian, we have to understand that we are set aside, that we're not of this world. We've been called according to a purpose. The Word says, come ye out from among them, be ye separate, is what the Word says. We're not to associate with the things of the world or be involved with the things of the world in a worldly standpoint. We don't need to be involved with the people that go out and get drunk and take drugs all the time. We don't need to be involved with them. Now, we can witness to them and try to get them to accept Christ Jesus. That's something we're all called to do. But guys, going out to the parties, going out dancing with your old buddies that you used to hang out with before you got saved, and wives going out and dancing with other men. Hey, guys, that's not cool as far as what the Bible talks about. The Bible says there should be no appearance of evil. And by the way, just to talk about how what's going on, did you see the article as far as what happened at Duke this week? The lawsuit against Duke University is said that they received $100 million to produce fraudulent studies for the EPA. I don't know if you guys saw this or not, and Duke has admitted to it.
Yeah.
North Carolina, Duke University has admitted it used manipulated and fabricated data about respiratory illness to obtain grants from the EPA. This is crazy. The bogus data was funded by grants worth $112 million to Duke and $120 million to other universities in North Carolina. The data was used to link exposure to airborne particles to respiratory illnesses, and it was used by the EPA to justify the Clean Air Act. I mean, this is crazy. Duke admitted last Sunday that it had used and manipulated and completely fabricated data about respiratory illnesses to obtain the grants from the EPA. This is what goes on. I've talked about it repeatedly on your show and my show. This is how these bogus drugs get approved through the EPA, through these ridiculous grants these schools are given, and that's why within 5 years, 50% up to 50% of the drugs are either removed off the market or have their warning labels changed because the actual studies that were being used for these drugs were bogus and a complete nonsense. I mean, look what happened with this flu shot with pregnant women. The flu shots in pregnant women have caused a 4,250% increase in fetal deaths. This is nuts that this is happening and mainstream media is not talking about it. Documentation received from the National Coalition of Organized Women states that between 2009 and 2010, the mercury-laden flu vaccinations have increased vaccine adverse effects reporting systems, fetal deaths by up to 4,250% in fetal women. Not one major news agency has reported this, a 4,000% increase in fetal deaths. And the reason they're not reporting this is because, remember, from the Joshua study that was the Jason group that was done back in the 50s and the 40s, it was said that the primary goal here was to reduce the population, and they've told us again with the Georgia Guidestones, they want to reduce the population to a sustainable level on the planet of 500 million people. Now, they want these 500 million people to be changed DNA-wise, genetically, to be servants to the upper ruling class who are going to move on through transhumanism. That's one of the reasons that Fukushima hasn't been shut down. That's why the radiation hasn't stopped flowing. That's why so many of our nuclear reactors are leaking. They're trying to develop a new blend of human beings that are not going to be killed or cause health problems through the radiation release. Apparently, these fallen angels or whatever these creatures are you want to call them that are running around trying to control things from an interdimensional standpoint, they like higher radiation levels, and they're trying to terraform the planet Earth. This is so important that you guys understand that there's absolutely no reason they could not have shut for the last 6-7 years now with Fukushima pumping all of that poisonous radioactive water into the Pacific Ocean and sending that giant plume into the United States. There's no reason they couldn't have shut this stuff off. But remember, again, I mentioned this earlier in the show, radiation is one of the best forms of birth control. It really causes a lot of problems with infertility. That's why it's so important. Go on our website. We've got a protocol for the immune system to keep you very strong in your immune system, and you got to stay on that potassium iodine every single day so your thyroid is not affected by all of this mess that's going to happen or could happen. Guys, everything they're doing is to reduce the population of the planet and to basically terraform the planet and to create a slave colony on this earth. I mean, this is some crazy stuff that we talk about, but the Bible talks about very clearly what's going to happen in the book of Revelation. The whole thing about it is we need to realize that a lot of the information that we're giving, guys, we saw from Duke University, complete and total nonsense, like the cholesterol, which we'll talk about in a few minutes, because I know we got a break at the bottom of the hour, don't we, Joe?
No, we're going to bypass that.
Yeah, next break will be 8:56.
Okay, well, let's talk about cholesterol for just a second. And I've talked about this before, but I've got some new research. There's a really good interview that was done with Fred Cumerow, who at the point of this interview was 100 years old, sharp as a tack. And in his 2014 interview, he was one of the first scientists to document the toxicity of trans fats. And over the past 60 years, his research repeatedly demonstrated there's no correlation between cholesterol and plaque formation that leads to heart disease. His work has showed that it's not cholesterol that causes heart disease. It's instead trans fats and oxidized cholesterol are to blame. Now, what's interesting about this is I was saying this back in the 80s, Doug and Joe, because remember, one of my top 10 foods never to eat were trans fats in hydrogenated oils. I first started realizing this back in the mid and early 80s. We used to go to a restaurant all the time. This is how far back this goes. It's out of business now. It's called Morrison's Cafeteria. It was a big restaurant chain here in the South for many, many decades. And it was a cafeteria type of food, but the food was really pretty good. But then one day we started talking to them, and they told me that every single thing they cooked, everything got cooked in trans fats in the back, in margarine. They didn't use any butter. In fact, Cracker Barrel, which is one of the big chains that we have around the United States right now, they told me, unless they've changed it, that all their food in the back is prepared with margarine, though they put butter on the table, simply because it lasts longer, it doesn't have to be refrigerated, and it's much less expensive. So I remember a couple of years ago, we went up to Mount LeConte, which is in the Great Smoky Mountain National Park. It's like a 5.5 mile arduous walk up the side of a mountain, and you could spend the night at a lodge up there. And the lodge basically told us, we asked them how they prepare their food, and literally all the food was prepared with margarine because they didn't have to refrigerate it because they have no power if it's by generator or by solar panels. And so it was interesting because they said they bring their own margarine, their own butter up there, and they won't eat the food they serve to the people who come visit the lodge because they know how dangerous the trans fats are. And so when we went up there, I remember we basically brought several sticks of butter with us and told them to prepare our food with real butter, which they did. Now, that's how adamant you have to be to stay away from margarine and Crisco. I mean, think about this for a second. Ladies, and you know this is the truth. If you take Crisco, if your mom ever cooked with it, and you have, and you're cooking with it and you're wearing a silk blouse or whatever, and you get Crisco on your clothes, you can't get it out. You gotta throw your clothes away. It won't cut. It won't get loose. Well, think about this for a second. If you can't get it out of your clothes, how are you supposed to get that mess out of your arteries, for heaven's sakes? Take a tub of Crisco, pull the lid off of it if you have it at your house, go stick it in your garage. Nothing eats it. Now, bugs will crawl through it and get stuck in it. They use like soybean oil, and they hydrogenate it, and what they do is they heat it up at a very high temperature, close to 1,000 degrees, and they bubble nickel through it as a catalyst, and they take those bonds that are in there that are basically liquid, and they turn them into a saturated fat. These are not found in nature. These are trans fats, and they're so toxic now the Food and Drug Administration is requiring over a certain percentage that they have to be listed as containing trans fats. The reality is, though, a lot of people stay right under that level, so they still have the trans fats in them, but they don't have to list them. Years ago, Doug, I was on a major radio show with Steve and Vicky in Atlanta. They used to be the number one show in Atlanta, Georgia. Huge station. I think it was Star 95 or Star 95 FM. I'm not sure anymore. This is 20 years ago. And I'll never forget this. I was talking about the top 10 foods never to eat. And by the way, the top 10 foods never to eat are in my Maximum Energy book in detail, including aspartame, that I'm going to send you guys for free with a $300 order this week. That's how long, well, until the supply runs out. There'll be a signed copy. And it was funny. I was talking about how bad trans fats were because they massively increased the risks of breast cancer and heart disease. And I said on the show that butter is better and the cholesterol had gotten a bad rap. And the cholesterol was not bad for you, that it actually was good because it was like a lubricant in your arteries. And one of the major universities there in Atlanta pits such a fit, they demanded at equal time to come in and tell everybody how healthy trans fats and margarine were, Doug and Joe. And I'll never forget this. They called me up later and they said, gosh, Ted, you know, you really got these people mad at this university. I said, well, I'm sorry about that. I think it was Emory. And so what ended up happening is they demanded equal airtime to come in and tell everybody that trans fats were good and the margarine was good. Well, about 6 months later, Joe and Doug, the Food and Drug Administration came out and said that they had to label trans fats because they were so poisonous that there was no allowable amount that was safe. And it was so funny because they called me back like 6 months later, Steve and Vicky, and I was in my office right here where I'm sitting right now, and they said, we want to do a show with you real quick, and we want to discuss this because you were right about the trans fats. And I said, okay. And so they started off the show, and here's how they started off the show. These guys from the university, Ted, said you were crazy. How do you feel about that? That's how they started the show on live radio. And my response was, they're right, I am crazy. And they said, they started laughing. They said, what do you mean you're crazy? I said, well, I'm crazy enough to believe that the United States doesn't have to lead the world when it comes to heart disease, to diabetes, and to cancer, that we don't have to have millions of children on Ritalin and Adderall, that we don't have to have the highest infant death rate of any industrialized nation, and that we don't have to have a million people dying of heart disease and cancer every year in the United States. So if that makes me crazy, I'm crazy. And by the way, I was right about the trans fats, and the Food and Drug Administration just agreed with me and not with your major university. They said, you absolutely were right. That's the other reason we wanted to bring you on, to let everybody know that you were vindicated in every single thing that you said the last time you were on the air. Guys, this is what I've been telling you. I've been doing this since the early 80s. We started Health Masters in 1981, 37 years ago, and Sharon joined me in 1984. And we have been just saying the same thing now all of these years, that health and nutrition directly affect your life and that you eat clean, you're going to be healthy, and you'll be able to stay healthy the rest of your life if you take the right supplements and eat the right kind of foods. I was saying this back in my 20s when I started Health Masters. I was 25 years old, for heaven's sakes, right out of graduate school. I was a college professor at Florida State, not at Florida State, but in Tallahassee, at Tallahassee Community College when I started my company. And I was a professor for 2 years up there, and I was telling the same people the same thing back then. You know, you got to eat clean. You got to make sure you eat the right foods. You got to take the right supplements, and you got to stay away from certain foods and trans fats. All of this stuff I've been telling people for the past 37 years, Doug. And I'll tell you what, now I'm in my 60s, and my mental acuity is still as good as it was in my 20s. My energy levels are phenomenal, but I have to admit I took a purple stick tonight. I did take a purple stick. That's one of the reasons I'm so hyper. And so I want you, if you're just tuning in right now, a purple stick is an energy stick, contains green tea extract with a bunch of B vitamins. And I tell you what, they will tighten you up as far as energy. I use them in the morning, every morning when I get up. I use them before prayer time. And I also use it, but I try to work out as soon as the prayer time's over with. So I only take usually one of those a day. And it's a lot better for you than coffee, which increases the risks of breast cancer in women, ladies. Please listen to me. It contains a compound called the methylxanthine, and methylxanthines have been linked to breast cancer. So, ladies, if you have breast cancer or you have breast cancer in your family, you've got to cut out the coffee. The green tea is okay, like in the purple stick. That's fine. And you say, well, I love coffee. Guys, I love coffee, too. When I was in graduate school at Florida State, I used to drink 18 cups a day. And some people still say I talk so fast, Doug, because I had so much caffeine when I was in graduate school. But the reality is that you can feel good and have really good energy without the use of these stimulants that elevate cortisol, make you store body fat, increase your risks of breast cancer. So when you start drinking coffee and drinking and eating hydrogenated oils and margarine and things like Crisco, you massively increase your risk of breast cancer. And when you use aluminum deodorants with antiperspirant deodorants, you massively increase your risks of breast cancer with aluminum deodorants. And that's multiple studies have proven that now, guys. That's why we have the entire magnesium protocol at Health Masters, including a magnesium deodorant, which works phenomenally well. Okay, guys. By the way, another study has shown that statin drugs, cholesterol-lowering statin drugs, actually increase the risks of Parkinson's disease. This was a Penn State study, and what they said is that Parkinson's disease is a progressive central nervous system disease with a prognosis of worsening symptoms. It is marked by uncontrollable tremors that can often start with one hand, rigid muscles, slow, sometimes halting movement, and imprecise motor controls. Remember, calcium contracts, magnesium relaxes. Always remember that. So many people who have problems with muscle and neurological control aren't getting enough magnesium, which is used in over 300 biochemical reactions. I know a month ago we talked about a new product we have. It's called Magnesium Brain Food, and it actually helps to chelate the aluminum out of your brain that you're breathing from the chemtrails and from all of these other chemicals that you're being exposed with. So, by the way, that product has just gone off the shelves, as we talked about on your show, guys. It's called Magnesium Brain Food. And remember, Parkinson's disease affects people over 60 more than anybody else, but it can strike younger and women also. The conclusion from this university study was based on the fact that the soluble statin drugs were able to penetrate the blood-brain barrier. So, guys, and it also said that, this is crazy, it said people with higher cholesterol readings were at lower risk of Parkinson's than people who had low cholesterol, which doesn't, it's no surprise to any of us in the science, because we know the importance of cholesterol for building brain cells and the central nervous system's protective myelin sheath, which is the fatty substance that also facilitates neuronal communications in the body. Reducing cholesterol also reduces the materials needed for a fully functional brain and a protective nervous system. That's why when you start taking the statin drugs, in many cases, you feel like you took a stupid pill because you can't remember anything and your brain stops working because your brain has to have large amounts of cholesterol. In fact, if you don't get enough cholesterol in your diet, your liver, Doug and Joe, will produce large amounts of cholesterol just to allow proper brain functioning and to allow the circulatory system to flow properly, because cholesterol acts as a lubricant in the circulation of the blood, and that's why it's so important that we have enough cholesterol in our diet. That's why I eat eggs every single day, and also why I take cod liver oil, because it helps to create a more viscous blood along with vitamin E. It decreases viscosity so the blood flows more easily, which decreases friction in the blood vessels, which decreases the amount of inflammation in the blood vessels, which massively reduces the amount of atherosclerotic plaquing that occurs from all of the above when it's not correct, guys.
To identify, if you will, and I know you've done this before, the acceptable levels of cholesterol, the range for men, for women, cholesterol range, despite or even in opposition to what your doctor might say.
250 is fine. It was considered for many, many decades to be fine. If you're 300, you're still not, to me, it's not worth going on statin drugs. Change your diet, you'll bring it down. 250 is a really good healthy one. Because also remember, guys, you can't produce testosterone very well when your cholesterol drops under 200. And when cholesterol drops under 200, you massively increase the risks of disease, especially cancer. It goes through the charts when the cholesterol drops down lower than 200. So them trying to tell you cholesterol should be at 100 or 150 is complete and total nonsense. 250 was considered optimal for generations. And guys, even 300 is not worth going on statin drugs. Now, I wouldn't go on statin drugs for anything. I would change my diet. We've got a bunch of products that help to reduce cholesterol naturally. I would use all of those types of products first. They're supplements. You can even use sustained release niacin if you wanted to. But guys, if you drink more water, take vitamin E, take cod liver oil, and stop eating things like pork. I mean, pork is so bad. Gosh, I don't even know what to say. It's not the other white meat. It's the other toxic meat. I mean, the World Health Organization says that the primary cause of cancer globally is pork. There's an excellent article. You guys can look it up, and I'll say it slowly. It's from the Biological Therapy, Volume 1, Number 2, 1983, by Professor Hans Reckwig. And the name of the article is The Adverse Influence of Pork Consumption on Health. And he lists like 37 different diseases that are transmitted from pigs into humans. Guys, people are always saying to me, well, whenever I eat pork, I just make sure that I cook it well, so if there's parasites or trichina in it, I'll make sure they're dead. Well, think about what you just said. You're making sure the parasites in the meat are dead. You're not removing the parasites from the meat. You're eating the dead cooked parasites. I mean, why would you want to do that? That's just nasty. That's why the Bible says don't touch pork. And it also says if you don't listen to God, it says this in the book of Deuteronomy in the Old Testament. And I love the Jewish Old Testament. I love it. I love the Torah. I just love it. I just, you know, and I teach out of it so many times. And I love it when Christians realize that there are four precepts in the Old Testament: God's relationship to man, man's relationship to man, the dietary laws, and the sanitary laws. And when Jesus Christ came and he died for us, he forever changed God's relationship to man and man's relationship to man, but he never touched the sanitary laws or the dietary laws. He can't, because he's God. He knew what these foods were and how toxic they were. Now, some people misinterpreted scripture, like in Timothy, and they said that he's changed it, but you have to go back into the Greek and look at what the word says, guys. And the whole thing about it is that when they talk about eating of these meats and other things and not basically going to hell, you're never going to go to hell for eating pork as a Christian. It's not going to happen. But you have to ask yourself a question. Why in the world do you want to massively increase your risks of heart disease, diabetes, and cancer by eating pork? Why do you want to do that? And number two, why do you want to do something that doesn't please God? Read the last two chapters of Isaiah chapter 64 and 65, and let God talk to you through the scriptures about what he thinks about the eating of pork. He talks about it, he compares it with rats and other abominable things. This is God talking through the book of Isaiah in a prophetic word. So you have to think through this for a second. Why do you want to hack off the Almighty? I mean, that's pretty blunt. I can't say it much more clear than that. I mean, why do you want to do things that you know God doesn't want you to do? The Bible says if we love him, we'll obey his commands and we'll do what pleases him, it says in the book of John. So let's just not get into a fact of, well, you know, we're not under the law, we're not under this. Let's just look at it this way. God says don't do it, let's just not do it. I mean, that's what the Ten Commandments were all about. I mean, it's not that one jot or one tittle should be taken away from any of this until all things are accomplished, what the Word says. And see, we have to understand that it's so important that we avoid certain types of foods. And if you get the book Maximum Energy, we only, like I said, only have a few of those left. If you get that with your $300 order with Health Masters, you will see an entire documented chapter on the high-fat luncheon meats and pork and why they're so toxic and so bad for you. Plus, it goes into detail on shellfish, margarine, trans fats. And also in there is a whole chapter that I wrote on aspartame that you can copy and give to your friends, because that's, I maintain the copyright on that particular chapter. And you guys can just, you know, share that whole article. It's called Aspartame, A Chronicle of Crime, in that book, and it goes into micro detail on what aspartame is, how it was approved through the Food and Drug Administration. And guys, it's one of those things that if you read that chapter on aspartame and you want to continue drinking diet sodas, I'll pray for you. That's all I can do, Doug. I can't say much more than that, because it's that bad. Oh, by the way, omega-3 fats in brain development in the last trimester are critical if you're pregnant. Oh, by the way, I want to mention this to everybody today. today is Austin's 29th birthday. Today was his birthday. And it is still his birthday. So,
well, happy birthday, Austin.
If you want to send him an email tonight, you know, on our website and wish him happy birthday, I know he'd appreciate that. And his wife is pregnant again. And another article came out this past week, and it said eating a high-fat diet in pregnancy could increase your family's risk of breast cancer and the woman's risk of breast cancer. Again, this is one of these articles that's complete nonsense. What it should have said, and this is what I believe it's supposed to say, eating a trans fat, hydrogenated oil, high fat diet using lots of omega-3 fats that have been hydrogenated will increase your family's risk of breast cancer. That's what it should have said. Women have to be on a relatively high fat, high caloric intake when they're pregnant, especially in the last trimester, because in the last trimester, almost the bulk of the brain development takes place, and that baby has to have omega-3 fat for proper brain development. If it does not, it will pull the omega-3 fat out of the mother's brain, causing what we call postpartum depression in the woman in many cases. Marie Osmond suffered from this. Guys, that's why it's so important. If you want proper brain development for your child, you should be taking a really high grade of cod liver oil every single day for the last trimester. And in fact, we have a multiple program, multiple vitamin just for women that contain omega-3 fats. And what I always tell them in that last trimester, you need to take at least another tablespoon of omega-3 fats because it will increase the IQ scores of these children by doing that alone, guys. It's so important that you understand that. What do you think, guys?
Well, you know, we hear a lot of, one thing that bothers me about the science and the health industry is you hear complete opposites. You know, 10 years ago milk was bad for you.
That's right.
You know, good for you, and then now it's bad for you, and so on and so on. And you know,
did you know, Ted, that 8 out of 10 doctors prefer or recommend Camel cigarettes?
That's right. That was back in the '60s. That's right. Yeah. And I will say something else to you brought to you by good old Sabatian, Bernice. What was his name? Sigmund Freud's Bernays. His Sigmund Freud's cousin. They put jingles together back in the '60s because they knew they could burn them indelibly into your right brain and you'd never forget them. And when they combined them with imagery, like with Joe Camel, they were able to massively affect an entire generation of children when they smoked cigarettes. In fact, many of you who are at my age or older, you'll remember the old commercial pop, pop, fizz, fizz, oh, what a, if you remember that relief it is. The other one was I'd walk a mile for a Camel. And all of these jingles were used from a marketing standpoint to burn indelibly into your right brain with the imagery on the TV and the commercials, the need for cigarettes, including the doctors at that point in time, actually promoting the use of cigarettes for health. I mean, Doug, you can't make this stuff up. I mean, it's just when you stop back and you look at what we've done to the population of this country and how we're leading the world when it comes to heart disease, diabetes, and cancer. The leading cause of death in our children age 14 and under, other than accidents, is cancer. ADD, autism, 1 in 40, 1 in 60, depending on who you read right now. This is absolutely nuts that this is going on, and the American population is not up in arms, but the reason they're not is because they're getting their subsidies, they're getting their free health care, they're getting their money from the government, and they don't want to rock the boat because they don't want to come off of this gravy train from the government with 100 million people not working in the United States, guys. It's crazy.
Yeah, wow. Well, you said a mouthful there, indeed. Yeah, well, here I am thinking about all of the slogans from Madison Avenue back in the 60s and
50s. That's right.
You know, it you got me going here. My goodness, how we have been really brainwashed.
Yeah, no, and it was done on purpose because always remember, Bernays was Sabbatean Kabbalist. He was Luciferian. He was a Satanist. So was Freud. I mean, these guys were like perverts, right? These guys were pedophiles. These guys were like weirdos. You know, if you read the writings of Freud, this guy was like a cocaine addict, sex addict. I mean, this guy was nuts. And I remember when I was in the psychology program at Florida State, we had to learn all about Sigmund Freud. We started realizing the guy was a cokehead. I'm like, and he was a sexual pervert. Finally, I told one of the professors one day when we were talking about it. It was called The Evolution of Psychological Thought. And I said, why in the world do we have to learn what this pervert had to say? I said, this guy's a nutbag. I said, this guy was a cocaine head who was a pervert, basically was just a weirdo. And now we know what the Sabbateans do, that these guys are basically into this child ritual sacrifice and sodomy. And look what happened with the Catholic Church having that orgy busted last week over there in Rome. I mean, they walked into them having an orgy, a bunch of homosexuals. I mean, this is stuff you can't even make up, Doug. And the problem is nobody on the mainstream media will discuss it, because these guys in the mainstream media, these Sabbateans, these weirdos that are involved with these Masonic lodges. Now, I'm going to say something for a second. The vast majority of people who are in Masonic lodges, the low-level Masons, they're fork and knife Masons. They go in once or twice. They join up. They get the little ring. They get to walk around, tell everybody they're a Mason. It helps them to get job contracts in many cases. They don't have any idea what these guys are doing in the 32nd and 33 degree levels. They have no idea. They don't even understand they're talking and worshiping Lucifer when they talk about, you know, they're swearing allegiance to their Lord. They don't understand any of that stuff. Now, guys, listen to me for a second. What you have to realize is that Theodore Roosevelt was a Masonic leader. You have to realize that Taft was a Masonic leader. Both these guys worked together to get Wilson into the White House to be passed the Federal Reserve. This is how it works. Franklin Delano Roosevelt was a satanic leader. He was a Masonic leader. We have to understand these guys and who they were. Harry Truman, who allowed millions of Germans to starve to death after World War II, intentionally blocked food shipments to them, intentionally. He was a Masonic leader. He was a 32nd degree Masonic leader, and he ended up basically getting a 33 becoming a 33 degree Mason, and so it was the highest honor ever bestowed onto him. Andrew Jackson was a Masonic leader, and that's when we had the big fight between the Sabbatean Kabbalists and the Rothschild banking cartel with his administration. In addition to that, we have to realize that Albert Pike was also a Masonic leader. He wrote Morals and Dogma and talked about obtaining and harnessing the seething energies of Lucifer. And Albert Pike was pardoned by Abraham Lincoln's successor, Johnson, and that's one of the reasons that they tried to impeach Johnson. If he was impeached, but didn't go through. But the thing about it is they were so angry at him because he had basically pardoned Albert Pike, who was being tried for war crimes, because he had a group of Indians who was part of his battalion, who had gone in and just basically desecrated a bunch of bodies, and they wanted to basically put Albert Pike in jail. But Albert Pike was above Johnson in the hierarchy of the Masonic lodges, and Johnson pardoned Pike. I mean, you got to go back and look at all of this stuff from a Masonic standpoint about how in 1776, when Washington, D.C. was laid out and the Capitol was laid out, that they did it in an open pentagram to trap the seething energies of Lucifer into Washington, D.C., which they've been very effective at doing, I may add. And so this is this group of people that was involved in the formation of our country. And we have to realize that we were not founded. Barack Obama said that correct. When the Pilgrims came over, we were founded as a Christian country. But when England came in, and then we had these group of Masonic leaders start the United States and the Constitution, etc., it was not founded as a Christian country. It was going to be the new Atlantis, so to speak. This whole thing is really weird when you get into the history of the United States and who these Masonic leaders were and how they were involved in creating this chaos that we have now. And so it's interesting to me when I go back and I look at that. And again, I'm going to say this again. The low-level Masonic initiates, they have no idea in most cases of what's going on. They're the fork and knife guys that basically go to the meetings every once in a while to obtain contracts, etc., and to help them in their businesses. Guys, this is something we need to expose. We need to expose who Pike was. We need to expose the thing with Johnson and Lincoln. We need to pose it. It's all going to talk about this. All of this stuff needs to be pushed out there into the open and make people realize that all of this stuff is not okay. We don't need to be under the leadership of these satanic groups. And we have these, and remember, if some of these guys are Luciferians and some of them are Satanists, they're not necessarily the same group of people. They can be mutually exclusive. Some of these guys don't believe in a real devil. Other ones do. That's why these groups are competing right now. These two satanic groups are competing for the hierarchy of the control of the global grid network. That's what's going on. That's why we have these guys fighting with each other. Guys, it's so important that we understand that, you know, we have to continue to stay focused on Yeshua and Yahweh and understand that we're Christians and we've got to continually witness the people that aren't saved to bring them to a knowledge of Christ Jesus. Because, guys, time is getting really short. If you don't see that, you don't feel that in your spirit, then you're not reading off the same page I'm reading off of. This is some crazy stuff that's going on all over the planet right now, guys, and we need to be aware of that. We need to continue to bring honor and glory to God to the best of our abilities in everything we do. What do you guys think?
Yeah, amen. And I think everyone has to. Everyone is a node in this, I believe. Everyone Bush talked about the 1,000 points of light. That, by the way, the context of that, not good. But we can be we can be one of the nodes in, I believe, in pushing back the dial of prophecy, biblical part of prophecy, so our children, our grandchildren can enjoy another day of God's creation. So that this is what we're, I think, appointed to do in the larger sense.
No, that's exactly right, Doug and Joe. And that's why, you know, I'm going to say this again. I want to urge everybody to support Hagman & Hagman. We're going to give a percentage of every bottle of multiple that gets sold this next week to Doug and Joe as far as promoting, helping to support their network, their platform. And so you guys have no excuse not to support the show. I mean, that's all I can say. I mean, because we got to support one another, guys. We are under such attack in the alternative radio industry because they don't want us to be funded. They don't want us to be self-funded. They don't want you guys to support us. They don't want to allow us to use YouTube channels to generate revenue anymore. They're doing everything they possibly can to shut the lid on alternative media because they know if the person who's doing the alternative media can't feed their family, they got to do something else. I mean, it's all part of what we have to do, guys. I mean, you have to realize that we all have to work together synergistically to get this message out. And you think we'll change everything? I think we'll slow things down. I think we've done that with Donald Trump. I think we've slowed things down. But guys, the same group, this same Babylonian group, the same fallen angel group, remember, they play both sides of this. They play both sides. They want to make sure they have the positive and the negative poles going all the time to slowly manipulate you to the point of where all your thoughts are evil all of the time. They can't do that in one generation. It takes a multi-generation approach. It takes thousands of years to create that type of environment, which is what they want because they feed on that negative energy. That's why the Bible says that we're to think on the good things. We need to praise one another and praise God and build each other up and lift each other up and exhort each other and tell each other how well we're doing and edify each other and do everything we possibly can to do what we can do as Christians to help one another. That's why it's such a key that everybody listening tonight really, 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 really needs to go to the Hagman & Hagman website and donate $1, $5, $10, $100, whatever you can do, $1,000.
Even better yet, and thank you, Ted, for that endorsement. Even better yet, get your ultimate multiples from healthmasters.com. That's healthmasters.com. And I will say this, I have never felt better. I've taken the Centrum, in the past, I've taken the drugstore, the Walmart brand, even the GNC brand. Nothing compares to the Ultimate Multiple by healthmasters.com, and I mean that. You will feel the difference. Guarantee it. Ted Brewer is our guest. Healthmasters.com is his website. Doug5 is the code for non-saleable merchandise. 300, over $300 order. You get the book free, and I think it's a fantastic deal. Ted Brewer is our guest. Stand by. Network break. Gonna be right back.
In 3 days in the belly of the beast, Daniel Holdings wrote about the God particle before CERN actually discovered the God particle. In As the Darkness Falls, Daniel wrote about an Islamist terrorist confederacy that rose up out of Syria and declared a caliphate 3 years before ISIS was ever heard of. In his newest novel, Between the Veil, Daniel talks about a space between dimensions where supernatural beings can walk. He says that these novels are a warning from the Creator to his creation. Will war come to America? Will the world's economies collapse? Are we looking at increased earthquakes and volcanic activity? Will the United States fall into civil war? You can find all of Daniel's work at his website, DanielHoldings.com. That's DanielHoldings.com. All of these things and more are talked about in Daniel's books. To find out what's coming next, go to DanielHoldings.com.
Worldwide demand is making coconuts one of the highest-yielding cash crops available today. Coca-Cola, Pepsi, and many high-net-worth individuals have invested billions of dollars into coconuts for strong growth and solid long-term income. Yields could be as high as 18% or more per year. Capital appreciation and exceptional income for up to 60 long years would be an absolutely brilliant investment to pass on to future generations. Diversify wisely with direct ownership of fully managed coconuts on prime farmland close to the beautiful Costa Rican border. For more information, qualified accredited investors should go to profitsincoconuts.com or phone 855-888-6288. That's 855-888-6288. This announcement does not constitute an offer to sell securities or a solicitation of an offer to purchase. Offer made by prospectus only. 855-888-6288 or visit profitsincoconuts.com. Profitsincoconuts.com.
You may never look at your city, town, or its people the same way ever again. Stained by Blood, a murder investigation based upon a true story by private investigator Douglas J. Hagman. Using the character Mark Stiles, Hagman takes you on a journey behind the scenes where the homicide becomes a secondary to an underworld of satanic ritual abuse, child abduction, and even mind-controlled experimentation. For 5 years, a brutal killer remained on the loose, free to kill again. As Mark struggles to navigate the maze of bizarre twists and untangle a web of deeply hidden secrets kept by some of the most powerful and influential people in his community and beyond. Stained by Blood. Order your copy of this engaging novel today at HagmanandHagman.com and click on the link. Stained by Blood at HagmanandHagman.com and click on the link. Stained by Blood.